Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We've been talking all week about integrity, and I started off on Monday talking about the political environment that's unfolding in the U.S. and just my amazement at how poorly candidates treat each other. I just don't understand why this has gotten so nasty. And it's not this one. This has been happening now for years. But I remember as a much younger person, people treated each other with more respect. And I felt like they had much more integrity. Now it's all about tearing down the other person. We touched on the idea of honoring your word by doing what you say. And if you make a commitment, following through. And then we got into the idea of excuses, and I suggested that excuses are truly a sign of weakness. And then finally yesterday, we talked about the idea of looking down on people and being disrespectful, and that really that shows a true lack of integrity. And the fact that nobody's better than anyone else. You may be more fortunate, you may have a better education, but that doesn't necessarily make you better. So the bottom line there was really treat people as you would like to be treated. The point I want to finish with today is the idea of giving credit to other people. In my work life, I can tell you that the people I've enjoyed working with the most are those that spread the praise around. In other words, if they received accolades for something as a leader of a team, they didn't take the credit themselves. They always pushed it to the other people on the team. Because and what they end up doing in essence is they empower the people around them. Because if their people are being recognized for something, then they feel better about things and they want to continue to do it. And that really contributes to their own success and the success of the team. So the point here is if you do lead a team and that team is being recognized for an accomplishment, make sure you take the opportunity to publicly credit the team. So resist the need or the desire to make it about you. And do everything you can to spread it around. It will come back and benefit you in the end. And going forward, if you want to make that team more effective, more efficient, more willing to work and do what needs to be done, if they feel appreciated, then they'll go out of their way. In the end, it's often said that all you have is your integrity. So to just sum up this week, honor your word. Make no excuses, be respectful, and credit others for success. It's too bad our current politicians here in the U.S. don't heed this advice, but maybe in the future we should seek to elect people with greater integrity. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe and you can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards the goals that you want in life. And what I'd ask you for is the opportunity to let me be that person for you. Just get here. Get here each day, commit to joining us, and I'll do everything I can to help you get where you want to go. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, I just want you to take a deep dive and look at your own integrity. Do you feel like you're at a level where you want to be? Are you doing everything in your power to make sure that you honor your word? That you make no excuses, that you're respectful of others, and that you credit other people for their success? If any of these strike a chord for you in suggesting that you could do better, focus on that. Integrity is such a critical life component. Why not do everything in your power to ensure that you have only the highest integrity? If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.